greater part of 30 to tomorrow night. And it's an interesting event that partners these kids, the culinary students, with local chefs. And how big are the culinary efforts and the programs in Sonoma County High Schools?
I think most people would be surprised. We have six of the programs participating in this event tomorrow night, and there are hundreds of kids that are in these programs, and these programs are very valuable to our students as it gives them opportunities, if they're not a college-bound student, that they can learn culinary and take that direction as a career.
I guess it's no surprise, Judy, that, in one of the foodie capitals, here in the wine country, that kids are so interested in becoming chefs.
Well, that's correct. There's so many products here that other areas don't have, but we're very spoiled with all of the great produce and all of the great food items. And kids end up having a great palate, so they, it's great that we can take some of these kids and give them hospitality skills and chef skills, and actually help keep our restaurants thriving with educated.
Absolutely, you can help those newbies incoming. And it's Casa Grande, where it takes part, El Molino, Maria Carrillo, Pioneer High, Sonoma Valley High, and the Vineyard Academy of Culinary and Hospitality. That's at Windsor High School. So how does the event tomorrow night work? How does it work, from the time that the culinary students get there?
For the guests to try. The guests actually get to vote on their favorites, and we have judges that vote on their favorites.
Okay, that sounds good. And then they're paired with whom to sort of let them lead the way?
So this is put on by the Sonoma County Lodging Association, so the chefs that are pairing with the students are actually lodging chefs, so they're chefs from different hotel restaurants. And they've been working with the kids for the last few months, helping them figure out what the appetizers are going to be, helping them plate them, and the whole presentation.
It's got to look good, yeah. Got to look good first, and then, of course, taste excellent, too. And tell us about the live and sign-up options, because that's where you make the money to help keep those culinary programs going.
And that's correct. Because we are the Lodging Association, this is an option that's not like a lot of the others. We have a lot of overnight stays. We've got some travel packages. We've got dinners, restaurants.
Well, it sounds good. It's at 5:30 tomorrow night at the Doubletree Hotel in Rotor Park. And Judy, are there tickets available?
There are still tickets available. I know we already have to give our count to the hotel, but tickets are still available, and we'd love to see a good showing of people out there to support the kids.
And what's it cost to get in?
It's $85.